This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Mahanavami festival being observed today. Devotees thronging at Talejo Bhavani Temple in Hanuman Dhoka Darbar area and North Korea fires ballistic missile over Japan. Now the news in detail. Mahanavami festival is being observed today by offering special worship to Goddess Durga. The day is marked on the 9th day of the waxing moon in the month of Asus as per the lunar calendar. Jamara put for the germination on the day of Ghatasthapana. The first day of the 10-day long Dasai festival is offered to goddesses at different shrines. Special worship is performed at Dasai Ghar and Kut as well as different temples of goddesses where the billy goats, dogs, pigeons and he buffaloes are sacrificed today. A large number of devotees gather at various shrines of the country to perform worship today, the last day of Navratra. On this day, security forces also perform court puja or worship of armories. A large number of devotees can be seen queuing up at the Talejo Bhavani Temple on the premises of Hanuman Dhoka Darbar area on the occasion of Mahanavami, the 9th day of the 10-day long Baradasa festival, the biggest festival of Nepalese. This goddess temple is open for the devotees once a year on the day of Mahanavami. Devotees throng the temple since the early morning today to offer worship. Chief of the Hanuman Dhoka Darbar area management office, Sandeep Khanal said that thousands of people have assembled at the temple since the morning and all those lining up for paying homage to the goddess Talejo Bhavani would be allowed in as the temple is open only today. A man has died after a piece of meat got stuck in his throat. Police said Don Bahadur Dani Chetri, 50 of Gairi Bari in Kalika Municipality 8 in Chitwan District, choked to death on a piece of meat during dinner on Ashtami, the 8th day of Baradasa festival. He died upon reaching Old Medical College in Bharatpur for treatment, according to District Police Office. The body of Chetri has been kept at Bharatpur Hospital for a post-mortem. People have been urged to take precautions against different health hazards while observing the Dasai festival. Issuing a press statement, the Sushil Koirala Memorial Foundation said the risks of COVID-19 still exist and it is necessary to make a prevention against infectious disease in course of celebrating the festival. Similarly, dengue cases are on the rise and it is highly needed to be aware of possible risks while observing the festivals. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, attended a special program in Ottawa, Canada on 2nd of October. The program was jointly organized by the Embassy of Nepal and the Nepalese Canadian Association of Ottawa on the occasion of Baradasa Festival. According to Embassy of Nepal, Ottawa, Canada, speaking on the occasion, Minister Shrestha highlighted the policy of the Government of Nepal for the economic development and prosperity of the country. He said as tourism is the backbone of the Nepali economy, the government has attached top priority to its growth, informing that the government of Nepal had decided to mark the decade from 2023 to 2033 as the Visit Nepal decade so as to revive the tourism sector. He stressed the need for support from non-resident Nepalese in making the campaign a success. He also urged each non-resident Nepali to send at least one tourist to Nepal. The Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation is in Canada leading the Nepali delegation to the 41st session of the International Civil Aviation Organization ICAO Assembly being held at the ICAO headquarters in Montreal from September 27 to 7th of October. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korea has fired a suspected missile over Japan in what appears to be a deliberate escalation to get the attention of Tokyo and Washington. The ballistic missile traveled about 4,500 kilometers before falling into the Pacific Ocean, far enough to hit the U.S. island of Guam if it took another trajectory. It is the first North Korean missile launch over Japan since 2017. The launch saw Japan issue a rare alert to some citizens to take over. The UN prohibits North Korea from testing ballistic and nuclear weapons, flying missiles towards or over other countries without any pre-warning or consultation also contravenes international norms. Most countries avoid doing it completely as it can easily be mistaken for an attack, while it is not as big as a nuclear test, which could be nice, it can be considered hugely provocative. Ukrainian troops have broken through Russian positions on the Dnieper River northeast of Kherson, a strategic Russian-held city in southern Ukraine. The advance was reported by the Russian military and Russian-installed officials in the region. There is heavy Russian defensive fire, they say. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said there are new liberated settlements in several regions. In the east, Ukrainian forces pushed into the Russian-held Luhansk region. President Zelensky said fierce fighting continues in many areas in his evening address to the nation, but he did not give details. On Saturday, his forces recaptured the important hub town of Lyman in the east, lying near the Luhansk regional border. Russia's military had turned Lyman into a logistical base. Iran's supreme leader has blamed the U.S. and Israel for the protests sweeping the country following the death of a woman whistle in police custody. In his first public comments on the unrest, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said riots had been engineered by Iran's arch enemies and their allies. The protests are the biggest challenge to his rule for a decade, and he urged security forces to be ready for more. The U.S. said it was appalled by the violent response to the protest. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a statement saying he was gravely concerned about reports of the intensifying violent crackdown on peaceful protesters. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain generally cloudy in Province 1, Modis Province and Bagmati Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Province 1, Modis Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and at a few places in the rest of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Modis Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and at a few places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mahanavami festival being observed today. Devotees thronging at Kalijo Bhavani Temple in Hanuman Dhoka Darbar area, and North Korea fires ballistic missile over Japan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.